Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. That horrific example of what happens when child's play involves a gun. We got a 14-year-old kid who's dead, folks. Killed last night, apparently after hearing his buddies allegedly played with a weapon at his folks' house. And it says here, all of the friends scattered after sitting there watching the mishap unfold right before their eyes, no doubt scared the daylights out of them and left them in shock. But now the question, and the focus of the investigation today, where in the world did that baby get that loaded gun? Folks, you already know where this is going. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading us off on this Thursday.
A 14-year-old boy shot and killed inside of the Queens apartment building he lived in. After sources tell 1010 Winds, he was playing with a gun with a group of friends when he accidentally shot himself in the head. That teen is Jamari Mezar, who calls Jamaica Queens home. Police tell us when they arrived at the scene, Mezar was pronounced dead. They recovered the gun, and they say that this is an ongoing investigation. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jamaica Queens.
No doubt they are questioning folks, particularly the owners of that apartment and the owners of the gun, whoever that person is. Once they tell us, we will tell you. Well, Eric Adams says he's running for office. Well, duh. The incumbent mayor made it official today. He's running as an independent to try and hang on to the keys at Gracie Mansion.
Mayor Adams did not hold back.
This is not a city where you use idealism to state you're giving everything to everyone for free. There's no dignity in someone giving you everything for free.
Referencing Mom Donnie's promises about free bus service and a rent freeze, he says this election is a choice between a candidate with a blue collar and one with a silver spoon.
In my second term, I'm going to continue to bring down crime, launch a citywide mental health initiative, advance workforce development and vocational education, expand housing faster than ever before to add on our great success.
Two protesters who got into the rally were dragged out, cursing at the mayor. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And it's no secret, the mayor is truly enjoying the benefits of being the incumbent, announcing every other day some of the things that he's doing in the city, getting stuff done, as he puts it, allowing New Yorkers to see him at work in real time. He faces Democrat Zohran Mamdani, who beat former Governor Cuomo in the primaries the other night, and Republican Curtis Sliwa on November 4th. And what does Governor Hochul have to say about it? Well, so far, she's talked with Mamdani.
I had a chance to call and congratulate him on the Tuesday's primary and look forward to having conversation. Obviously, there's areas of difference in our positions, but I also think we need to have those conversations. But in the meantime, I truly am not focused on the politics. We're 6 months away from Inauguration Day.
Translation, my name might as well be Kathy Bennett because I'm staying the heck out, not in it. And with that, the main race is on. Well, first, we have the guy who set more than a dozen police cars on fire in Bushwick. Now, we're learning several cop cars vandalized at a Staten Island precinct. Officers found four marked units with shattered windshields at the 121st right there on Richmond and Graniteville last night. They arrested a 20-year-old guy named Najeek Harrison, charging him with criminal mischief and resisting arrest.
They're still looking for 21-year-old Ja'Kai Lodgson McRae, who allegedly set all those cars in Brooklyn on fire a couple of weeks ago. There's a reward of $30,000 for anyone who helps police to nab him. That fire will eventually cost the city over $1 million in building and replacement vehicle costs, so they're looking for him. A fatal stabbing at a bar in Queens early this morning. Police talking to a person of interest. So far, no arrests. This happened about 3:30 in the morning at the Tequila Time Bar. That's a cafe on Seneca Avenue in Ridgewood. Police say two men got into it and it developed into an all-out brawl. Nobody can say what they were brawling about. All they're saying is that one of them ripped out a sharp object and went crazy, stabbing a 35-year-old man in the gut. He bled out. They rushed him over to Jamaica Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Charges are pending now against the guy he fought with. But again, until they can figure out the motive or if this was self-defense, no charges have been filed. So is anybody ready for some fireworks? No, we're not talking about the 4th of July. You don't have to wait for that. New York is kicking off the summer of 2025 with a bang tonight. Yeah, several fireworks shows beginning this evening. Baby, you're a firework. Yes, you are. This is the first official week of summer, and this is the last day of school for the city kids. I thought they were already out, but anyway. So they're putting on three different fireworks displays tonight, starting at 9 over the George Washington Bridge. There's another one set for 9:15 over on Ward Island for the 41st annual Central Astoria Independence Day celebration. That event actually starts at 7:30 at Event Area 2 inside Astoria Park, by the way, and the fireworks start at sundown. And then Orchard Beach is doing it up big with a fireworks show at 9:20. Organizers say that event starts at 5:30 today, with the fireworks coming later. Coney Island doing a big thing tomorrow night, beginning at 9, doing it at Coney Island Beach. So lots of fireworks going on starting tonight. We'll have fireworks blasting all over the place. Nassau County doing a street naming today, named after an officer who died last year around this time due to a September 11th related illness.
Every time I see a helicopter fly by, I see him. I feel him.
Says the daughter of Nassau County Chief of Patrol Kevin Canavan, who died from a 9/11 related cancer. His wife was here as the street was named after her husband. The street is where the aviation unit for the department is kept. He loved being part of this unit.
His love for the job was amazing. He loved his family.
Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says Canavan became an expert at everything he did.
I once said to him, Kevin, you are one of the smartest men in this department. And he turned back and he said to me, one of the smartest? And that was Kevin's humor.
Canavan was 64 years old. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bethpage, Long Island.
Yeah, now that brother has a street named after him. Mayor Adams testing out a new pilot program that'll let folks build credit through their monthly rental payments. Basically, your on-time payments will be reported to the major credit bureaus to help strengthen, you know, your credit scores. It's for folks living in affordable housing developments who might need a little help upping their FICO scores. The pilot runs for about 15 months starting this month, and it'll reach about 500 households. It's part of the mayor's City of Yes for Families plan. A couple of big-time sports stars and teams with ties to New York prepped and primed to get an ESPY award. The nominees have been announced, and people who flip over backwards to get past defenders on a football field made the list. Talking about former Giants running back Saquon Barkley, who went over to Philly and helped them win that Super Bowl. And a guy who knows a thing or two about going yard made the list as well.
1-0 to Judge. High fly ball, left field. Cows are back. He's on the track. See ya! Home run number 58.
Yep, that would be Mr. Aaron Judge, who's up for Best Major League Player. Barkley actually led all nominees for the class of 2025 ESPYs with at least three mentions. The ESPYs honor the year's best in sports. That includes the New York Liberty, the Sisterhood as Best Team, Breanna Stewart, nominated among the best WNBA players. In fact, the other Bree, Sabrina Ionescu, is up for Best Play for her logo three-game winner. The ESPYs will be awarded on July the 16th at the Dolby Theater in L.A.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.